the R.E. Garrison Drivers News and Notes Podcast. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome to R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. You have reached episode number 22. I'm not sure which one you were looking for, but you are now at episode number 22. And we are so happy you chose to listen to today's podcast. Today we'll be chatting with newlywed Thomas Woods on the podcast about his time at R.E. Garrison, what he likes to do when he's not behind the wheel, and about his time on the R.E. Garrison Driver Council. We'll also chat with Tracy Rushing, the Executive Director of Safety and Human Resources, and Taylor Foshi from the Engagement Support Team about the newest wrapped trucks in the fleet. These two wrapped trucks are in support of childhood cancer awareness. We'll cover industry news and notes. We'll get you caught up on all things Drivers News and Notes on the R.E. Garrison Drivers News and Notes podcast. Do your pre-trip inspection, buckle up, and stay tuned for R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes.
Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. We have a big treat for you today. Thomas Woods Jr. is on the phone with us. He's a driving partner here at R.E. Garrison, and Thomas is also sort of a newlywed. It hadn't been that long, has it, Thomas?
No. Almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months. Thomas, welcome to the podcast. We're glad to have you today.
I'm glad to be here today.
Ma'am, so had the wedding, had took some time off, got everything back to, you're back out on the road, right?
Yes.
Good deal. Ready to go, trailer truck, right?
Oh, I've been back out on the road since about a week after the wedding.
I hear you, man. I hear you. How long have you been driving a commercial truck, Thomas?
I started November 2006.
And how long have you been with R.E. Garrison now? Pretty good while?
September 5th, I think, will be 4 years.
4 years at R.E. Garrison. So you're liking it over here so far?
I love it over here. Like, I tell you guys every driver council meeting that I want to retire from here.
Well, that brings up a good point. You do serve on our driver council meeting. You are a crown driver at R.E. Garrison, meaning that you meet all the criteria. You're compliant in every way and meet the criteria to be what we consider an example of the best on the road. We appreciate that, Thomas. It's not easy to obtain that, but it is quite simply just doing your job, is it not?
Yes, it is.
It's just doing your job. You don't have to climb a tree backwards and hula hoop or anything.
You guys would never ask me to do anything you wouldn't do yourself, so.
Absolutely. Man, we appreciate you coming to the driver council meetings. We get a lot of information out of that. We hear firsthand what's going on the road. We've got a lot of drivers that work in the office at R.E. Garrison, myself included. I drove a truck for a long, long time. But I haven't been on the road in a few years. So it's important for us to bring you guys in, hear what's happening day to day, know exactly what's going on in your world, isn't it?
Yeah. It was probably a lot better in your day out here than it is now. It's difficult now.
I told somebody the other day, I went traveling, and it was not a holiday. It was in the middle of a week. And I remember when traffic used to be bad on, like, Thanksgiving week or holiday weekend, Easter weekend or something like that. It's like that on a Wednesday night at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's traffic bumper to bumper all the time.
Oh, yeah, especially with all the construction going on.
Hey, I wanted to to get into a little bit about R.E. Garrison with you. You've been here about 4 years. What's your favorite thing about R.E. Garrison?
The family atmosphere, the fact that I can go talk to anybody I think I need to talk to resolve any issues. And nobody ever gives me a hard time here. I don't think I've ever had a hard time.
What's your favorite lanes to run when you're out?
I actually prefer to run the Northeast.
All right.
Only because I live up there now. I'm not a damn Yankee no more. I'm back in Yankee land.
Okay. Okay, we'll take that. What state are you calling home right now?
Right now, temporarily, Long Island.
Long Island, that is the Northeast. That's what we all think about when we're thinking of the Northeast, Long Island. So
yeah.
I know that you're glad to be back home, and your marriage takes you up there, but you spend a lot of time out on the road. What is your favorite thing about driving a truck?
I still look forward every day to the driving part.
It's incredible.
Driving the biggest thing out on the road. I can't wait for my 10-hour break to end so I can move and drive down the road, because I just, like when I'm driving at night, like people say, what keeps you busy? I read all the signs. Anything that I see, like, you know, those memorial signs, like a section of the highway?
Yeah.
I read those, and then later on I go back and I Google them because I want to know why it's called that or who that person is that it's named after.
You got to learn something new every day, don't you, Thomas?
Oh, yeah. I went over a bridge a couple of months last year in just outside of Jackson, Mississippi. It was Big Black Creek. And I Googled it. And then I said, wonder if there's any alligators in it. They caught a state record alligator in that lake, in that river.
So for those of you that woke up this morning wondering where the state record alligator came out of Mississippi, it was Big Black Creek, right?
Yeah, Big Black Creek.
So
but that's only for that state.
Yeah, every exactly. That's for Mississippi.
Yeah, Lake Eufaula on the Georgia side of it, they caught a record one that was even bigger than the one in Mississippi.
Of all the things I thought we'd talk about on the podcast today, state record alligators was not on the list. But
no.
I'm glad you brought it up. So
well, that's why I know when you're in the South, don't go swimming in any lakes and streams.
I've been swimming for 56 years. I haven't gotten eaten up by an alligator yet, but I guess there's always a chance, right?
Right.
Thomas, what was the first truck you ever drove when you got into this business? You said you started in 2006. So what was the first truck?
Yeah, so I went to school and it was some kind of international, because that's what we had at the school. They were single axle day cabs, 10-speed transmission, dragging 40-foot van trailers, because that's what we tested out in Massachusetts.
That thing had to ride good, single axle.
Oh, no, it was horrible.
What's your favorite place to eat while you're out on the road?
Lately, Quaker Steak and Lube.
Where's that at?
There's one in West Columbia, South Carolina at the Petro, and there's one in Ruffin at the Petro.
So is it a diner there at the truck stop?
No, it's the one is actually in the truck stop, and they got a bowling alley, the one in West Columbia. The one in Ruffin, it's on property. It's like a little steak. It's like a bar and grill more than anything else. You'd be amazed at how many drivers are sitting at the bar drinking down there.
Oh.
Kind of. I guess if you're sitting there all day, but I don't know. I just don't feel the two mix.
Yeah, they don't mix at all.
Not out on the road anyway.
Absolutely. Thomas, tell us one thing that may surprise the listeners of our podcast, R.E. Garrison's Driver's News and Notes, to know about Thomas Woods.
I guess I like to outdo myself every time I clean the outside appearance of either the car that I drive or the truck that I drive. I always try to – it's a pride thing with me. It's just making vehicles look good. On the outside.
You can go to the World of Wheels car show and not see a car cleaned up as good as Thomas cleans the outside of his truck. Always shined, always polished, always clean. I like the fact that you take pride in the equipment that you drive. I will add that the truck you drive now is a lot more comfortable than that single axle International that you got started in 2006.
Oh my God, yeah. And like some people say, well, you guys have automatics. I said, I love my automatic. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Absolutely. You got all the comforts of home in there too, right?
Yeah, I watch TV. Sometimes I watch too much TV. And now the latest thing is I play video games in here. What better way to de-stress after the day?
What's the latest game you're playing?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay, I've heard of those two. I've never played one of them. That'll surprise you. Never played one, but I've heard of both of those, so... Yeah. Okay, one more question for you, Thomas. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us today on the podcast. I know you're in the middle of working right now. When you hang up your keys for the last time, and that's a long time for you. You're a young man. When you hang up your keys for the last time and you do retire from this industry, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for doing my job safe while I did it and to have a clean truck.
That's and two things you will be remembered for.
Yeah.
You have a legacy around here. Obviously, the truck, it's noticed by everybody because it's always spotless. I'm not kidding when I say it looks like it's headed to a car show every time you see it. Always cleaned up. We're proud of that. But we're also probably more proud of the fact you being a Crown driver means that you hit all the criteria. You are safe. You are compliant. You do business the right way, good fuel mileage, clean driving record, all the stuff that it takes to be a Crown driver. We appreciate you doing things the right way. I talk often about people retiring out of our industry. Our drivers are getting to an age, not RE Garrison, but our industry's drivers are getting to an age where a lot of them are retiring out. As new drivers in, we need people just like you, Thomas, teaching them the ropes, teaching them how to be successful. It's not an easy career that you've chosen, but it is a very rewarding career. It is very satisfying to pick up a product at point A, go to point B, and you've completed a task. A lot of jobs in life, you don't turn around and see how far you've made it. This is a job where you complete task and you get to look back at a job well done. And then you get rewarded with a paycheck on Thursday afternoon as well. So anyway, Thomas, thank you so much for being on Drivers News and Notes. We appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your time at RE Garrison and how you got into the business. Thank you so much for spending time with us on RE Garrison's Drivers News and Notes.
All right, I appreciate it.
It's time for RE Garrison News. Headwinds for freight remained in July, pushing the truck tonnage index lower, according to the American Trucking Association's chief economist, Bob Costello. As has been the case for several months, he continued, a multiple of factors have caused a recession in freight, including sluggish spending on goods by households as consumers seem to travel more and went to more concerts over the summer. Less home construction, falling factory output, and shippers consolidating freight into fewer shipments compared with the frenzy during the goods buying spree at the height of the pandemic are also significant drags on tonnage. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is seeking approval from the White House Office of Management and Budget for the proposed information collection titled Impact of Driver Detention Time on Safety and Operations. This study would collect data on commercial motor vehicle drivers' detention time representative of the major segments in the trucking industry and analyze that data to determine the frequency and severity of detention time and assess the utility of existing intelligent transportation system solutions to measured attention time. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration estimates that approximately 80 carriers and 2,500 drivers will provide data in this study. The study will provide a better understanding of the impact of driver detention time on driver safety and commercial motor vehicle operations and inform strategies that may be used to mitigate driver detention time. For the purposes of this study, the FMCSA is considering any time spent at the shipping or receiving facility beyond 2 hours as detention time. As such, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is seeking additional data from a broader sample of carriers to understand the safety and operational impact of detention time, to better understand why detention time occurs, and to identify potential mitigation strategies for the commercial motor carrier industry may use to reduce detention time while improving operational efficiencies and safety. The study will analyze the relationships between detention time and characteristics of carriers, facility locations, driver schedules, appointment times, time of day, day of week, month, and season. Another analysis will examine the relationship between detention time and safety outcomes during the shifts following the detention time. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is accepting public comments on the proposed information collection, which can begin on Thursday, August 24th, and you can do that at www.regulations.gov. And in R.E. Garrison news, the R.E. Garrison Safety Department has been participating in the first ever R.E. Garrison Safety Summit. Members of the R.E. Garrison Safety Team have been meeting all week to learn how to better serve our driving partners. Tracy Rushing, the Executive Director of Safety and Human Resources, said, "Our team has been motivated to serve our driving partners all year, but we're taking time this week to reiterate best practices and techniques to improve everything we do as a department. We want to be the best support partner we can be for both our driving partners and our operations department. The time spent in this summit will make us better and allow us to do more." And that's it for R.E. Garrison News. Welcome back to R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. We had a big weekend at R.E. Garrison this weekend with the debut of our latest two wrapped trucks. We've got a fleet of wrapped trucks that we began back in 2018, and the latest two trucks were wrapped this weekend. On the podcast this week, I want to welcome Tracy Rushing, Executive Director of Safety and HR, back to our podcast. She has been with us before. And Taylor Foshi in our marketing department. Welcome to the podcast for the first time. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Okay, we had a big weekend this weekend. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of excitement. We talked this weekend about how R.E. Garrison is giving back to the communities that helped R.E. Garrison get to where we are today. Tracy, you got a phone call earlier this year from some people. Why don't you go into that story? Tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Sure. So earlier this year, Mr. Dale Elder with Daimler Trucks of North America was having a team meeting, and one of their championed events for the year was to come up with a new fundraiser to benefit St. Jude. And Miss Andrea, who works for him, had an idea that it would be cool to wrap a truck to raise awareness for childhood cancer and the causes that St. Jude services. And just immediately in that meeting, Mr. Dale reached out to Adam Arrington with the Lone Star Truck Group. They are a reseller of Freightliners, and said, "We'd like to wrap a truck. Who should we partner with?" And Adam, being a longtime friend of R.E. Garrison, said, "We know exactly who you should reach out to." And within the hour, they had reached out to Wiles Griffith, our president, and Donovan Lovell, our vice president, and said, "We would love to. We would love to help raise awareness for childhood cancer." And immediately, with before lunch that day. They'd reached out to me and said, we're going to put you on the phone with some reps from Daimler and some reps from Lone Star. We want y'all to come up with a design for a childhood cancer truck. Before the end of that phone call, Daimler had said, well, if Garrison's going to wrap a truck, we'd like to sponsor a wrap as well. And we had recently acquired Bodie's Transport out of Jackson, Georgia. And so it was the opportunity for Garrison to wrap the first truck in Bodie's fleet. So from that, sibling trucks were born. And we have just had a phenomenal summer coming up with ways to honor the kids and their stories and their families, and worked with Jalen Crump from Lone Star Truck Group, the graphic designer, and we've had more fun than anything. And then this weekend we kicked it off with a big party, and I think everybody had a great time.
Everybody had a great time. And let me tell you, you made that sound like it was quick and easy. It wasn't that easy.
It was not.
I saw a lot of emails that came out in the middle of the night when I was not aware that people were typing on the computer. But there was a lot of work went into this. Your team, the team at Lone Star, the team at Daimler Trucks North America, Jalen Crump and his team, they always go above and beyond for every project they do for us. They knocked it out of the park this week. This program has meant a lot to R.E. Garrison. Everybody got really involved with the families on these trucks, didn't they?
They did. We have some new friends, for sure.
Have a lot of lifetime friends out of this. So these trucks, our wrapped fleet in general, get roughly 600 impressions per mile. So each one of these trucks will run approximately 125,000 miles a year. They will run a lifespan of roughly 4 years each. That's 3 million impressions each, a total of 600 million impressions that these two trucks out of our wrapped fleet will get to bring awareness to childhood cancer. Now, that's just a physical picture to look at to bring awareness. But as we said this weekend several times, it's the stories on the side of these trucks, the families involved, that will make the difference. Their stories will be the stories that bring awareness to childhood cancer. Taylor, some of the children that were on the trucks, we've met them, we've made friends with them. Tell us a little bit about these families.
So these families, Sean, they're very special to us. Like Tracy said, lifelong friends. Kind of going into some of the kids' stories, we have Mr. Aiden Love. He is currently still fighting the good fight, and he's doing great. He was able to be with us after just recently being cleared by his doctor to join us for the event, so we were super excited about that. And he's one of the strongest people that I know. He warms my heart every time I think about him. We have Miss Lexi Riley, who is a relative of Miss Annette, and she was 9 years old when she was diagnosed with her type of leukemia, AML specifically, and was treated at St. Jude, and she's now 10 years old and happy as can be and running around with all of her siblings and being outside, and she's loving life right now. Josiah Dover is one of our big success stories. He was not able to be with us this weekend, but it's because he got a promotion at his new job, so he is he's living cancer-free and doing great in remission, and we are so happy for him. The Callis boys are special as well. They are relatives of another one of our employees at RE Garrison, Mr. Garrett Tucker, and they are brothers that have both been diagnosed with cancer, so it was kind of a package deal with them, and we took them both on gladly. Alex is 19, and he is living his life to the fullest in remission. And Lincoln is still fighting the good fight, and he has been able to go back to school. And he really enjoys fishing, and he has not missed a fishing tournament yet. So we are super excited about that. Emily Kate, she's 2.5 now.
Yeah.
And she's still under some watchful eyes at her doctor's. But she is living it up at these events. She loved it. She got on the dance floor and danced, and she loved her spot on the truck with her puppy Ella. So we were so glad that she could be with us. Jackson Lundquist, Jackson was not able to be with us as he is currently in the hospital at Dale Children's in Texas, and he was able to join us on the Facebook live feed that we did, and loved the trucks, loved his spot on the truck. I think it fit him so well. He's a warrior for us.
And what I understand is he loved the fact that we all gave him hook'em horns.
Yes.
Right in the middle of SEC country, we all gave him hook'em horns for being on live Facebook with us.
That was amazing. That was one of those tear-jerking moments for me. And Juliana Eisenhower, her story is amazing, and she's doing great. And her family were able to be with us this past weekend as well. So, you know, and overall, a good success story for all of these people, all of these kids. They're an inspiration, no matter the situation. They're the strongest people that I know. So,
we had a wonderful event Friday night. We had a dinner in honor of these children and these families. Our chaplain came in, prayed over the children, the circumstances, and our dinner. And then on Saturday, I believe you took a group up to Huntsville to the Space and Rocket Center. How was that trip?
All accounts say it was a success.
Successful. We're going to take that. We're going to take that. Everybody showed back up Saturday night, so nobody was lost.
Right.
And that's successful in our business. A successful delivery, right? So we met again on Saturday night, and this was a big deal. City leaders were in town for this. We had people from several states represented, not just the families that are on the truck, but from Daimler Truck North America. We had people from Lone Star Truck, from Tag Truck Center. We had people representing the Alabama Trucking Association a lot of people in town for this event. It was a beautiful event, orchestrated wonderfully. And Taylor, you had a movie that played that really kind of got us all going. The movie was in black and white, and it was the beginning to end of the trucks. It was the planning phase. It was the designing phase of the truck. And then the printing of the actual material, and then they had the trucks, wrapping the trucks, showing this picture. I did pretty good watching that video. I would look down and I would see the children as their faces were shown on the video, and the child would just light up, grin ear to ear, and it really blessed my heart. And then the family might be crying a little bit, and I would have to, I spent a lot of time looking away, trying to think of something else.
Right.
I didn't want to lose it up there. But it was really inspirational. And then towards the end, when the video said, get ready for the reveal, those children went running to the street to see those trucks come around the corner. And it really, it was a touching moment. I tell you, parents were bawling. R.E. Garrison family members were bawling. There was a lot of tears shed out there on First Avenue. But it was a beautiful event, and the way it all came together, it was really quick, because when these trucks were ready, these trucks are fixing to go on the road and be shown. They've got some events in North Carolina, some events in Memphis. They're going to the actual factory in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So these trucks are fixing to hit the road and be seen by many, many people. Before they actually start hauling freight. So before they went on the road, we wanted everybody to have a chance to see these trucks. So any final thoughts on what this means to Tracy Rushing?
Well, it means a lot to me personally, because I'm a trucker at heart, and it was an excellent way for us to show our industry and how a group of businesses, seemingly unrelated, would pull together. Back to what Taylor said, Emily Cade is actually the granddaughter of one of the VPs at GTI Corp, which is a fuel hauler out of Houston, Texas, that Garrison knows through one of our associations that we're part of. And I just think it speaks to who we are as an industry, that when it matters, we're no longer competitors, but we're friends, and we'll come together for the right cause. So it made me really proud just to say, you know, I could do anything else I wanted to, but I get to be a trucker. So it just made me really proud. And I think that we will, we'll all be wearing smiles for a long time on this one.
Everyone in this room right now, very passionate about the trucking industry. But when we can do something as an industry that gives back to the community, that allows us to do what we do and be successful at, It's really rewarding. Hey, thank y'all so much for being part of the podcast today. Please come back and join us again. We'd like to talk more about it. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your safety summit to talk to me about this past weekend. I know you've got to get back to work. We've got a lot of work going on right now, so we can get better at our jobs, because that's what we're about, trying to improve a little bit every single day and do more.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Thank you for being on R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. Thanks again for joining us on R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. That's a wrap for episode number 22. You are now caught up on all things Drivers News and Notes, and we hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Thanks to Thomas Woods for spending a few minutes with us today. We appreciate him taking time to talk to us about his time at R.E. Garrison. Thomas is a member of the Crown Driver Program and is an example of what all drivers should aspire to be. We also want to thank Tracy and Taylor for spending some time with us today. They have just finished up the big truck reveal over the weekend and jumped right into the safety summit at the beginning of the week. But they also took time out of their busy week to sit down and tell us a little bit about the latest two trucks that we revealed this weekend. Also, thank you to you, the listeners. We appreciate you taking time to listen to the podcast. We hope we make it entertaining and informative. We want to have fun, but we also want to make sure that we're sharing information about how to be successful in the trucking business. We hope you'll take time to share this podcast with friends and family members who may benefit from knowing what's going on at R.E. Garrison. Thanks for listening to the R.E. Garrison Drivers News and Notes podcast. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you get notified when a new podcast is published. Also, remember to share a link to your friends and to your family members so they can keep up with what's going on at R.E. Garrison. Today's podcast has been brought to you by R.E. Garrison Trucking Incorporated. For more information about R.E. Garrison and its affiliates, call 800-643-3472 or go to regarrison.com.